We have an entire set of requirements that dictate how grant funds are audited at the state and local level. And so we took a look at those audit requirements, and we started a process of working with the relevant stakeholders, state governments, local governments, universities, nonprofits, et cetera. We said, how can we refine these audit requirements in a way that make them more powerful and more effective at uncovering potential fraud, error, and waste? And so what we released last week was a set of proposals that would change the way in which we audit federal grant dollars in the field in a manner that drives greater scrutiny and deeper dives into potential areas of fraud, error, and waste.
Give me a sense of those changes, some of the bigger changes that you guys are proposing.
It's a risk-based approach where we would do two key things. First, we would move the audit footprint more to the higher dollars. So right now, we have auditors spread evenly across low-dollar grants and high-dollar grants. And so the first thing we would do is we would shift the audit footprint in a way to get at higher dollars and change the audit threshold to make sure that more auditors and more audit activity are surrounding higher-dollar grants and higher-dollar activities. The second thing we would do is shrink down the type of questions that we're asking and the type of issues that we're auditing to those things that are more closely tied to that bottom line underlying question of whether the funds are being used for the appropriate purpose. Because right now, if you go through the manual that auditors use to check on federal dollars at the state and local level, you find a lot of questions that are asked that don't always drive to that bottom line question of, is this money being used for the right purpose? They're important. They were put in place for a reason. But the president has asked us to prioritize the bottom line question of fraud, waste, and error. And to do so, we need to start moving the types of questions auditor asks into a more targeted frame around fraud, error, and waste. And that's what we're proposing to do.
Do you guys have an idea of how much fraud, waste, and abuse is there in the grant-making process? There's more grant money going out the door from federal agencies than there is procurement dollars.
We do have a higher level of grants overall, but the major metric that we use to track government error is our improper payment amount, and we certainly can disaggregate improper payments between grants versus individual benefits versus contractors and all that. We have all that information available on our website on paymentaccuracy.gov that gives that detail. The goal here is to make sure that at every level we are doing what we can to drive improper payments down. So there's different points in the process where people have to be doing their job, applying more elbow grease, looking at things with greater scrutiny to make sure that our payments are correct. So that is the federal employee who is either here in Washington or out in a region that's doing the pre-award and the prepayment reviews and making sure the grantee is the right individual or entity, that they're eligible, that they have good financial history, whatever it is that are the right eligibility criteria. And then what happens with federal dollars is they flow down into a state or into a grantee, and then they need to be monitored for potential fraud or error once they're down at the local level. And here is where there is the opportunity to work and partner with states, and in particular state auditors, to make sure that they're grabbing that baton from the federal employee and continuing that oversight. And that's exactly what our state audits, we call them single audits, what these audits are intended to do. The issue here is can we move them in a way, move the framework in a way to make them more impactful around this bottom line question of whether the dollars are being spent correctly. And that's what the proposal is about.
We're speaking with Danny Werfel, the controller at the Office of Management and Budget. Yeah, to make this all happen, you mentioned you have to rewrite a lot of circulars. So what is the process by which this will happen actually? And will there be some proposed rulemaking and people getting a chance to comment from the grants community?
Absolutely. We have some bold ideas for what we want to do. There are roughly 8 different circulars that OMB maintains that touch on various issues of accountability, accounting, tracking, auditing of federal dollars. And one of the ideas that surfaced during our outreach with state and local stakeholders, tribal, educational institutions, was potentially integrating our circulars into a one-stop shop document, and in doing so, also making the types of modifications that the president has called for increased accountability and lowering administrative burden. And so what we've released now is more of a high-level framework for the types of policy changes that we're considering, because we want to make sure that we're going down the right road, and we want to make sure that we give an opportunity for the broadest possible set of stakeholders to weigh in with some of the strategic directions we're proposing. In the spring, once we've had a chance to review the comments that we receive over the next 30 days, we're going to actually issue proposed changes to our circulars and look to integrate those circulars into that one single circular for grants, and then propose that for comment. So there'll actually be a second opportunity for comment. These are really important changes, ones that we don't take lightly, and we're really about participatory government and want the involvement of the broadest possible range of stakeholders, and we want to get it right. So we're having two separate public comment periods, one that's going on now on the high-level policy issues and the high-level strategic directions. Then in the spring, we'll issue the more specific changes to the circular based on the comment we receive. We'll have another round of comment before we finalize the circulars, likely over the summer.
Is the reason you're doing this, I know that the president's called the campaign to cut waste, reduce administrative burden, but is there a call from the auditing community, call from state and local community, the stakeholders, that this audit process is too cumbersome, that this is problematic? Or is this an opportunity you guys saw based on the 3, 4, 5 different circulars that are out there and said, well, we could do this better?
It's a combination of factors. When I am out and about talking to practitioners, whether at the federal level or the state and local level, there is a lot of discussion around the audit of federal dollars in the field. And there's a whole multitude of different ideas and notions for how to improve. The key is to make sure that, you know, audits are resource intensive. As you know, and if you've ever experienced one, audits are not necessarily fun. So if you're going to do it, you want to make sure that you're getting the best possible return and that you're asking the right questions. And historically, this has been going on for a long time, for years, decades. Historically, there are people out there passionate about program integrity who have felt that the audits don't always produce information that is critically important to managers and leaders, that there's too much extraneous information in these audits that are not changing, that don't lead someone to the conclusion, okay, we need to change our behavior because of this finding. And so the president's charged us, he is completely focused on eliminating government waste. It dovetails well with the sense of across the community that there were improvements to be made here to hone these audits in a way to get to more relevant information about our programs. And so this is really coming together. And therefore, when we reached out to state and local governments and others, it was a resounding reaction of interest. And we hold conference calls. These conference lines fill up very quickly. There's no shortage of people that are showing up to our meetings, that are, you know, sending us letters and all kinds of comments about this. You know, over the summer, for example, we got a variety of different input from different types of task forces that emerged all around these questions around these grants requirements, and in a very good way and in a very energizing way, collaborating around a common set of objectives. There's a real sense of purpose around making sure that these requirements have the largest possible impact towards improving program integrity and improving program effectiveness.